It is Let's Talk here on a Friday morning. Jeff and Scott with you, and we've been talking about that remarkable Bald Eagle area baseball team, the Eagles winning a second straight PIAA state championship yesterday at Medlar Field at Lebrano Park. The Eagles pulling away and taking it 11-3 over Tri-Valley, and we are thrilled to have the head coach of the two-time state champion Bald Eagle area baseball team joining us via the phone line, Jim Gardner. Jim, first of all, congratulations and thanks for taking a little time this morning.
Thank you. I'm happy to be able to do it.
Jim, if you don't mind sharing, I'm just curious, what time did you finally get to bed last night? I have it on good authority, the celebration and maybe some folks from the Howard Hawk stop by, that the celebration went well into the evening.
I guess the word's out already, yes. We were here kind of late. I'm thinking maybe midnight. I'm not really sure exactly what time we packed it in, but somewhere around there.
Jim, it is obviously really special to win a state championship. To win a second is, beyond special. I know this senior group of athletes, has been remarkable across the board. But one of the things that I think was really important, and Todd and Norm on the broadcast yesterday talked about it, which is the approach that they took. So can you talk a little bit, because it didn't seem like this team, even though they knew the expectations that were there. I mean, they returned a ton of talent from a team that won the state title a year ago, but they seemed to really stay loose, which doesn't mean not focused, but they were loose, they were having fun, and they just seemed to embrace the opportunity to have this final season together. And I'm talking here specifically about the senior class, and just seemed to enjoy the ride, really from start to finish here.
Yeah, they are. I mean, all the years that I've coached and I've done this, I've tried to figure out ways to coach the mental aspect of the game, and and kind of felt like I could communicate that. However, quite honestly, these kids seem to figure it out themselves, and I don't know if it's the fact that there's so many good athletes together. They've played together so long. It's got to be a combination of all that. But, I just watch these guys, and I feel like I'm the one that's struggling the most to handle the emotions and the stress of it all. And I look at them, and they're just having a good time. And like you said, stay loose, stay confident. And even when, maybe we struggle for a couple innings to get something going offensively, I shouldn't worry, because they figure it out and they get it done. And they've done it time and time again. They improved this year with their batting average, like 110 points. We went from like a 270, 280 team batting average to 372, which is remarkable. Last year, I think our top hitter was 333. This year, we have several guys over 400. Gavin Burns at 494 and Kale 484. So, and I'm kind of getting off the point a little bit here, but their dedication to the game and the experience is huge. The experience of last year and just improving throughout the playoffs last year proved huge going into this year, and they just continue to improve throughout, which we stress that. But the boys just kept rising up game after game for the entire season.
And Jim, I think every player, literally every player, made a significant contribution, and adopted their role very well. But I do want to just highlight a couple of players here, if I could. Could you just talk about, and you touched on Cale Burns there, but just the his ability both in the field to kind of maybe be a little bit of a quarterback, if you will, for your team, and then his ability to just get that offensive juggernaut started consistently throughout the season, and really, I guess, throughout his career.
Yeah, absolutely. Kale's a 4-year starter, and like you say, the quarterback on the field. He's definitely our leader out there. Both, obviously by his defensive play, he kind of, I feel raises our entire defensive level with the stuff that he does routinely, and then he will make those extra plays that just inspires everybody. And offensively, he's really stepped up. His discipline at the plate has improved. He used to want to swing at the pitches up in the zone a little bit. And, would pop up this year. I bet he swung at, two or three pitches up out of the zone in the entire season. So for him to be able to make those improvements, and I feel that's what, resulted in his batting average raising so much higher in his production in that leadoff spot. I mean, yesterday was a prime example. As I have the book in front of me right now, he scored 4 runs. Had 3 hits and was hit by a pitch. And, he got that, he and Cam got that crucial 5th inning started, but the reaching base, Cam walked and then Kale got hit when he was actually attempting to bunt.
Yep.
So, and that got it going. That's what gave us that little window of opportunity. And then Gavin came through with that big, line drive base hit to left, and it just pumped everybody up and improved the confidence for the rest of the team.
And can you talk about the job Weston McLain did this year as, stepping into, if there was a question, I think, at the start of the season for your team, it was at pitcher here. And Weston certainly answered that question with an exclamation point, finishing 13-0 and, obviously helping himself throughout the season as well at the plate, but really allowing your defense, which, I know the offense gets all of the headlines, and it was, a historically great offensive team. But, boy, did your defense play really solid all year long.
Yes, absolutely. And, what we say is we want our starting pitcher to set the tone. And by meaning with that, it's, throwing strikes. Obviously, we want him to throw 2 and 3 pitches for strikes, but bottom line, just throw strikes. And Weston did that. A lot of games, no walks, maybe 1 walk, and that's so important, not to give free stuff away. And Weston just did an outstanding job of setting the tone for us. And the way he carried himself, really last year he was 4-0, I believe. But this year, again, he just... nothing bothered him. Nothing bothered him. He give up a hit, so what? An error, no worries. And that's just kind of, the way the whole team is. And he was just the leader out there, throwing strikes and making it happen. And to go 13-0 is, that's just amazing. And we owe a lot to the job Weston did for us this year.
Coach, this is Scott. Now, I didn't see any Tri-Valley games this year, obviously. They're, a couple hours east of us, I guess it is.
Yeah.
They put out some big numbers. Their semifinal game, 5 innings, they were done. It was a total blowout. And when I saw that score, I'm like, oh, man, that's nasty. Going into yesterday, did you have a strategy of some kind? Like, okay, we got to do this or we got to watch out for that, especially after their giant win in the semifinals. What was the plan going in?
Well, we didn't know a lot about them. They didn't enter their stats in max preps. We got some scouting reports. It is just so hard, though, when they're so far away and we didn't really have any common opponents. And it's just hard to tell what level of play we were going to see because, some of our previous games, we prepared, and then, the teams maybe weren't, quite what we thought they were going to be. But with the 14-0 win and against Wyalusing Valley that we thought was pretty tough, yeah, all right, there's concerns there, but you know, what we tell the kids is all we can do is take care of our business, make the routine plays, you know, throw strikes, set the tone there, and then grind out the at-bats and score and put pressure on them. So really, you know, you got to be careful to, you know, try and tell your kids to do something different than what they're doing, because then they want to try and step out, and that really doesn't work. So you just have to be confident in what our approach has been and stick to the plan.
Actually, there's a question, Coach. I'm just curious. Now, for folks who don't know what Max Preps is, that's a website that has a lot of information about high school sports teams and, I don't know, statistics and maybe videos and stuff. But schools aren't, I don't know this, schools aren't mandated to use that? Or it's a gentleman's agreement that they use that? How does that work exactly?
Well, that's an interesting question, because years ago, it was told that the PIAA was requiring coaches to enter the statistics into Max Preps. So, you know, I did it. Most coaches do it. There are a few that don't. But then even more importantly, you know, when the pitch count mandates came into play, once again, the PIAA came in and said, you must enter the pitch counts. Now, Tri-Valley did enter their pitch counts, but they did not enter their stats. And you know, I can't find it written anywhere, but it was stated years ago that they were supposed to enter them. But it's nice to be able to, you know, use that as a scouting tool. And it's also a nice record-keeping thing for all the coaches to use. And what's also neat is there's a game changer program which can be operated on a laptop or a tablet, and the statistics which the game changer you fill in as the game goes on, it imports right into Max Prep. So one of our parents does that, and then, you know, when I get home, it's already done.
So the other guys had plenty of information on your team. You apparently didn't have very much information on them.
Not a lot. And the scouting reports we got were somebody typed up a page, and then we got the same scouting report from three different people. So we had pretty much one input on what they did. And it was a very accurate scouting report. But one of my coaches, I think, was over by their dugout before, and they saw, like, a stack of scouting reports on us in their dugout, so they must have reached out as well as using the stuff off of Max Preps.
Now, Coach, I'm assuming, is this old school now? Somebody was at the Tri-Valley semifinal game the other day, like from your staff, just scouting them out, or don't folks do that as much anymore?
Well, we didn't scout them. There was a Tri-Valley representative at our semifinal game. They were there scouting us live, and we did not scout them live.
And you didn't need to.
Well, you know, and when you think about it, once again, you still have to go out there and execute your game. And when I'm even thinking about, well, all right, so what did they learn by scouting us? You know, they're going to maybe pitch a couple guys a certain way. I wouldn't know what to do really. You know, with most of our team, as far as, well, how pitch them? If I were going to pitch them, I don't know. It's a good bunch of kids, a good bunch of hitters, and you know, I feel confident that whatever they're going to throw at them, they're going to handle.
Yeah, Jim. The problem is, from an opposing standpoint, is pitching wise, you can't pitch around anybody, because the next guy up is a legitimate threat,
just as good.
That's right. You know, and what's also been key is, you know, it's just how baseball goes. One guy might be hot one day, and then he might have an off day, but another guy steps up. And that kind of just rotates through, and that's the strength of our team, is one guy's off, another guy's on, and then the next day it might be vice versa. But we've been able to score a bunch of runs this year, you know, because of that.
Well, Jim, again, congratulations. Just a spectacular accomplishment. Congratulations to you and the entire team. And, again, we are very appreciative of the time, but couldn't be more happy, proud, thrilled for you and the program. Again, back-to-back state champions is really special, historically great stuff.
Hey, thank you guys very much.
That is Jim Gardner, the head coach of the Bald Eagle Area Baseball program, the two-time state champion Eagles baseball program. We'll hear from a couple of the players, I think, coming up in the final segment this morning. So stay tuned as we continue to celebrate that remarkable accomplishment by Bald Eagle Area Baseball. You're listening to Let's Talk. It is our Friday edition here on Sports Radio 98.7. The Fox.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead, exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
Discover a whole new world right here in your own backyard. Happy Valley is where you'll find everything, from beautiful outdoor spaces to fantastic shopping and nightlife to the Central PA Tasting Trail. And you're already here. So plan your staycation and look for insider information at dispatch.happyvalley.com. Remember, whether it's you and your family or out-of-town guests enjoying the things we take for granted, lines are shorter and rates are lower in the middle of the week. Your next adventure begins now at happyvalley.com.
Plan your midweek getaway today and find lodging at happyvalley.com. Explore dining destinations, interesting attractions, historic sites, sports, shopping and boutiques, caves, and the Central PA Tasting Trail. Our hotels, inns, and bed and breakfasts are ready for your visit. Plus, rates and wait times are less during the week. Your adventures can also include hiking trails, biking, geocaching, and walking driving tours, too. Look for insider information at dispatch.happyvalley.com. We're in the center of it all. Plan your adventures today at happyvalley.com.
The Lesser Lumber Classic is Central PA's premier all-star football game. Presented by Lesser Lumber is brought to you by Fort Sports Emporia, Lycan's Market, Glen O'Hara Baker Incorporated, Galen Drivalbus, Brothers Pizza Belfont, the Center Hall Farm Store, and Lesser Lumber. The Lesser Lumber Classic will be held at State College's Memorial Field on Father's Day, beginning at 5 p.m. exclusively on
Sports Radio 98.7. The Fox.
Man, Susan's birthday's coming up, and I'm at a loss where I'm going to get the food, the soda, and especially the beer.
Hey, head straight for the bunker.
As much as I would like to hide, I have to get this stuff done.
No, man, the beer bunker at Lycan's Market in Port Matilda or in Beach Creek.
A beer bunker? Huh? Are they going to have everything we need?
It's a beer bunker, of course. Domestics, imports, craft brews, plus all the sodas and mixers that you will need.
Okay, got that covered. What about the food?
I know you can get subs, and I know they have chip specials, too. And the kids have some great suggestions, too.
You can order chicken nuggets, chicken tenders, french fries, curly fries, plus you can grab some ice cream.
Not to mention the fact that you can download the Lycan's app and have it ready when you get there. Oh, and they even have DoorDash delivery for both their Belfont and Beach Creek stores.
Nice. One stop and we got everything taken care of. Now, if I can only keep the party a secret from the woman who knows all.
Lycan's Market, Zion and Belfont, North Main Street in Port Matilda, and Main Street in Beach Creek.
And now, the Beer Bunker in Port Matilda and Beach Creek.
Now a fraternity or sorority is a brotherhood or sisterhood formed around common goals and aspirations. These men and women make a commitment to each other for life. The members that form a fraternity or sorority share their efforts, friendship, and knowledge, where they should never, ever look the same. That's why there's PAMP, printing and more printing. All kinds of t-shirts for all of your group's events, with the artwork as wild as... artwork as visually stimulating as your mind's eye sees it.
For quality you can see and wear, remember PAMP for customized t-shirts, letterheads, envelopes, magnetic signs, and business cards. PAMP has a low minimum of 12 shirts for printing and no minimum on embroidered items. They don't charge art fees or setup fees. Pricing is simple and easy, and they have a quick turnaround. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Located at 136 South Harrison Road, Pleasant Gap. For more information, call 814-359-2447.
Happy Valley Weather!
Here's your WeatherBell.com Foxcast. Changeable skies, including some sunshine today, the high around 80. There are going to be a couple of showers and even a strong gusty thunderstorm moving through the area today and into the evening hours. And then later tonight, it'll clear up and become more comfortable. The low temperature, 50 to 55 for tomorrow.
This is WeatherBell.com Chief Meteorologist Joe Bastardi.
Sports Radio 98.7, The Fox.
It's Let's Talk here on a Friday morning as we kick off the three-day party weekend and continue to celebrate the remarkable accomplishment of the Bald Eagle Area Baseball Program back-to-back state champions. And we're joined via the phone line by Caden Burns. Caden, first of all, congratulations and thank you so much for taking the time to call in this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Caden, just take me through this season a little bit. This senior group across the board has just accomplished so much throughout your athletic careers at Bald Eagle Area. But this is kind of the last hurrah for you guys with high school athletics. What was the season like? I know you had a lot of expectations. And we've been talking all morning about just how remarkably loose your team seemed to be all throughout the year and even heading into the state title game yesterday.
Yeah, so at the beginning of the season, we knew we had a lot of guys coming back, guys that could play ball, play important roles for the team. And all of us have grown up playing ball together, playing multi-sports together. And we knew we had a big goal at the end that we could definitely accomplish, and we knew we just had to keep our focus on the game and keep working and practice every single day, and we got there, thankfully.
Caden, take me through the game a little bit yesterday. I mean, it's a 1-1 game. It kind of feels like, as great as both teams have been offensively here throughout the postseason and really throughout the year, it felt like this thing could kind of go down to the wire, and pretty much every other game yesterday in both the softball and the baseball championships was that type of game. But then you guys really broke it open there in the fifth and the sixth. Just give me a little bit of a feeling what it was like in the dugout as the game went along, and then, you know, taking the field, going to the bottom of the fifth there with that five-run lead.
Yeah, we needed going into the game. Tri-Valley was a really good ball team. We didn't really have much information on them just because just a team from 2 hours away. We knew nothing about them. But going into the game, we had our backs against the wall. We knew we were going to have to play well. And in the first inning, we got things going with Kale and Gavin getting back-to-back hits, getting running. And then we kind of went flat from there till about the fourth inning. And that's when we were able to just get on base and move runners and do what we do best.
And, again, you pull away, you end up winning the game comfortably. Is it exhilaration? Is it relief? Is there some sadness that your careers are over? Take me through the emotions on the field once that pop-up is recorded and you realize you've won back-to-back state titles here to close out your high school athletic career.
Yes, after that pop-up, we all got really excited. We knew that we just won back-to-back state championships, and it was just a dream come true. We all were sad at one point, but we had to look back and say, hey, we just won the biggest game of our lives 2 years in a row, and that our season could have been over 3 weeks ago, but we battled through and got what we needed to do, get done, and I thought we did it really well.
And I know a bunch of you are going on to play various sports at the collegiate level. I assume you all love all of the sports, and I think you're signed to go to Lock Haven for football. Am I right about that?
Yeah, you're correct.
Yeah. So is football your first love, or you just love all the sports, and this is football was kind of your opportunity at the next level, or just give me an idea of you know, the importance of baseball, and then you know, why you are playing football here when you go to Lock Haven.
Yeah, I chose to go to Lock Haven for football because I love football, I love kicking, and it was an opportunity for me to go to the next level. I was able to walk onto the baseball team down there too, and hopefully get some time down there. So right now I got both sports going, and I think this is a dream come true for me and something I'm really excited for.
Excellent.
All right, Caden, this is Scott. Now, we get a chance to talk to coaches from time to time. I mean, we just talked to your coach a few minutes ago. At the high school level especially, we rarely get a chance to talk to players. We just don't. Penn State, yes. High school, no. So yesterday's game, was there a moment or a play or something where you thought, okay, we got this? I mean, might have been in the fifth inning, might have been earlier than that. You just thought, okay, we got this. Was there a certain hit, a certain batter, a certain play sometime yesterday when you thought, okay, here we go? Was there such a moment yesterday?
I'd say when we had first and second no outs in the fourth inning, and it was that pass ball, so second and third no outs. At that moment, when with our guy off the bat, I knew we had something going and we could really break this thing open, and we did.
Yeah, and that offense all season long, I mean, we just talked to Jim Gardner about this, but it was that combination. I mean, the offense obviously got a lot of attention, rightfully so, top to bottom. That is just a tremendous lineup you guys were able to put out this season. But that defense, Caden, I mean, you guys were really special in the field all season long as well. I guess maybe just talk a little bit about the pride that everybody in that lineup has on you know, being a complete player and on working on all aspects of your game.
Yeah, so we knew going into the season that our defense was going to have to play strong every single game, and we would have to make good plays every game and make sure we keep ourselves in it. And our bats was just was a plus, because going in, we really didn't know if our bats were going to be like they were last year, if we're going to take the next step up. But thankfully, we took the next step up, and our defense, we just keep it fundamentally sound and make sure we make the best plays at the right time.
All right, now, Caden, you played Medlar Field yesterday. That's a field you boys have played on before, like earlier this spring, that tournament, four-game or four-team tournament that was played there. Tri-Valley, to my knowledge, has not been there. Was that an advantage yesterday, playing on a field that you knew as opposed to those guys? It was brand new to them.
Yeah, I'd definitely say it was an advantage for us, going in knowing exactly how the field plays and just knowing what the wind's like and all that kind of stuff. We knew going in that we had the upper hand with the field.
Caden, what does the rest of the summer look like for you? What are your plans here ahead of getting to Lock Haven?
I plan on getting in the weight room 4 to 5 days a week, getting on to the football field and getting some kicks up, and getting onto the baseball field and putting work in there too.
Anything that stands out to you about this season and what you guys were able to accomplish, either a personal moment that was like, man, that was awesome for me, or just as a team? When you think back on this season, what do you think is going to stick with you moving forward?
I would say as a team, we just showed up to practice every single day, wanting to get better and believing in each other every single game, and knowing that if one guy couldn't do it, the next guy will step up and get the job done. And I just think this team was the best team I've ever played with, that we were always there for each other no matter what, and we'd always get the job done for one another.
Well, you certainly got the job done in each of the last two seasons in spectacular fashion. So, Caden, again, thank you so much for the time this morning. Congratulations to you and your teammates, and we certainly wish you the best of luck down at Lock Haven. We'll be following you there as well.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.